Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Wow. Hello, fall. It looks like you've arrived today with your rain. Jeff Phelps has a theory about the seasons being off. I think he's 100% correct.
You said that yesterday when we were walking back to the cars.
You're 100% right. I think the seasons are off by like 4 or 5 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
3 or 4 weeks, you think?
Yeah.
Like today, like the last, today
this
starts
should
like
be
fall.
Early September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's mid-September. It's the axis of the earth.
And that's
it?
Why when, you know, we get to March, it now is too cold all the time.
It kills the spring sports season.
Yes, it
does.
Is
what it does. But it extends. It almost makes you think, don't you wish they played high school baseball or kids baseball more?
Yes, I do.
Towards summer, fall, rather
yes.
than spring. Wow.
Best, most beautiful time of the year.
I agree.
Especially we know what's coming.
With the changing of the leaves, the whole autumnal equinox that makes us feel outstanding.
By the way.
To NPR to start the show. It's Baskin and Phelps. I'll say something stupid here to get everything going. So, hi, Jeff. How are you? I'm Andy.
It's the first time you've ever worn that shirt. It's awesome.
Thank you. I'm making up for the...
Andy wearing seafoam green.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my
fabulous.
Color. Dan, you're also here too. How does seafoam work for you?
Hi,
Dano.
Oh, it's always been a great look. I always wanted a guitar that was that color.
Being the only show that isn't on YouTube here now, why does it matter what we wear?
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, heavens no.
That's the reason how I dress the way I dress.
That's okay.
Explains a lot.
I'd much rather wear a t-shirt to work than...
I've got these shirts with collars. I just wear them. Pretty soon they'll fall apart.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly
and you're
right.
always ready to play golf.
Exactly right.
There is not a course in the country that wouldn't take you. Jeff, what do we have coming up on the show today?
Andy, I can't tell you.
You can't?
What
you
great stuff we have.
Oh, I thought maybe you didn't have the sheet in front of you.
Mary Kay Cabot's coming up at 11 o'clock. She's going to talk about all the Kevin Stefanski rumblings right now. And then at 11:40, one of our good buddies. Former Pride of St. Vincent, well, current Pride, always Pride.
The most famous
St. Mary High School.
Graduate of St. Vincent.
There's a big announcement coming from a St. Vincent, St. Mary guy at noon today.
11:40 even.
Yeah, it's not Frank Stamps. He's going to join us at 11:40.
Oh, all right.
Former Browns linebacker, former running back, former member of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some Browns. Also going to talk a great event that he's going to be part of coming up.
All these things coming up. By the way, just quickly, can we talk about that? Is there any LeBron's got some announcement today at noon? Right, that's what you.
Yeah,
just
I would imagine that LeBron is.
It is 100% got to be some kind of marketing thing that I just.
It's
just
either a marketing thing, or he's going to say he's going to retire at the end of this year. And can it actually be a major announcement when a guy in his 40s says he's going to retire from a pro sport? 216-474-0092. How major can that be?
If LeBron retires, it's a big deal.
Well, but Andy's in
it's a big deal. It doesn't matter.
Sure. He's in his 40s. I would hope he's going to retire sometime, enjoy life.
Remember Kobe's tour? That was actually pretty cool. When Kobe did his last season, the NBA went around and he did press conferences in every city. And it was, I actually enjoyed it. I thought he was kind of cool. Did you go to that? Do you remember when Kobe came here?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't believe I did. I remember when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar retired and did that. That was cool.
Do you remember when Moses retired? That was a good one.
No.
Yeah, he was kicking it around. I'm going to take my talents to another.
Moses Malone?
Wrong Moses, no. The original.
Jerry Moses?
No, the goat Moses. The original one. The one that parted the seas.
Okay, all right.
All right, let me go back to Sunday. We're going to
start. Please
do. We'll get some sports here. It's only like 11 o'clock already. Dylan Dylan Gabriel starts. We talked about a lot of things yesterday.
Hey.
And Dylan Gabriel got the start. Was he bad?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I thought he was okay. I wanted
was he
to,
good?
Was he better than Joe Flacco?
Yep.
Why?
Kevin Stefanski will tell you why.
Because he didn't turn the ball over.
There it is.
That's the whole reason
that's
why.
That's exactly it. That's the reason, Andy.
What would the outcome of that game been if Joe Flacco would have started? They still only got... The hard part for me is all I can see is 17. That's all I see. I see a team that cannot score points. By the way, yesterday I said 21 is the... 21 is what the average league average is in points.
Screw up.
Well, I'm not wrong, but because over the last 2 years... Over the last 2 years, the league average has been just a little bit over 21 points per game.
There you go.
Okay. This year, through what, 5 weeks of the season, it's about 23 points a game.
Yeah.
So, I just don't get it. Are our wide receivers that bad? Your offensive line was a little bit better this week, too, especially with the running game.
Yeah.
But that helps when you have somebody who has burst and he's able to run. It's funny how that works with Quinshon Judkins.
It's a shocking combination.
It's weird. All right, so what did you... Just give me your overall picture of Dylan Gabriel on Sunday. What if I say to you, Jeff Phelps, word association, Dylan Gabriel, first game, start, go.
Competent. One word. You wanted it? There it is. Competent.
Yeah, I actually want a little bit more than one word.
Well, you asked for one.
No, I just said word association. I never said one word.
Well, word association doesn't mean one word, and then you give him a paragraph.
Yeah, I'm asking for a paragraph.
All right, I'll give you a paragraph.
All right.
He was competent, promising. I think they were very conservative in their game plan, and that might have been a good thing. You know, you can determine who a good quarterback is when that quarterback has to make plays, I've always thought. Can you make plays to help me win a football game? I don't think Dylan was put in the situation to make plays to win a football game. The only, you know what I mean? They were so conservative that they just, especially in the fourth quarter, I just thought, ugh. I do think it's interesting, and I don't know if it's telling by any stretch, and I don't think it is, but it's interesting that after they lost the lead, and the Vikings, you know, came back and took the lead with 25 seconds left.
Yep.
And the Browns had to do something. It's interesting that he completed two 22-yard passes. Now, I think the Vikings were giving him some room.
Oh, for sure they
were. You know, yeah. But still, you didn't want him to go down the field. And yet they went down the field a little bit. And I just wonder, okay, if the offensive deep thinkers take the chains off of him, can you see more of this? Can that make the wide receivers look better? You know, and those two 22-yard plays, one was to bond and one was to thrash.
Oh, he found the wide receivers.
Well,
yeah.
Those are the guys who... The wide receivers had only five catches.
I know, that's
two of
why.
Two of them came then. So before the final 23 seconds of the game, the Browns wide receivers had three catches. I'm not going to just blame the Browns wide receivers on that. I'm going to blame the conservative approach to the offensive play calling. But again, maybe in that situation, it's what they thought they had to do to win the game. And basically, Andy, they had the game won. Then the defense gave up a big drive and everything else. I think they would have had it won had they not been so conservative offensively earlier in the fourth quarter.
Do you feel comfortable with Gabriel moving forward?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Why not?
I don't think they have anything to, like, I like Joe Flacco, and again, I think Kevin, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, Kevin would start him for 17 games if he could.
It wasn't working though, Andy.
I think he felt he was in a position now, this week, that he had to try something different. And if your core value as a head coach is to make sure you don't turn the ball over,
that's
what he got this week.
Well, Andy,
he got exactly what he asked for. He got a quarterback that, and I don't know if it's, you know,
can I give you a stat you're not going to like?
Sure.
Joe Flacco has made, five starts 2 years ago and four starts this year for the Browns.
So his last nine starts,
14 interceptions in those nine starts.
Some are
14 interceptions.
How many are like end of half interceptions?
First two this year weren't on him.
Right.
But they weren't great throws by him, but they weren't really on him. I think the wide receiver should have made those plays. And I understand that. But there are 14 interceptions in 9 games. That doesn't include the playoff game. And we know there were, there were interceptions in that. That's why yesterday when Kevin spoke, I found it very interesting. One of the first things he mentioned about Dylan Gabriel was he took care of the football. It's like, okay, well, see that. But here's the other thing, Andy. Taking care of the football can lead to a bland and ineffective offense.
And that's kind of what we got.
Yeah, and that's why I wonder, can they take, can they loosen things up for Dylan a little bit and let's see what he has?
Your defense got you turnovers. That's another thing that you got what you needed. Yeah. It is so hard for me to get mad at the defense for giving up what they gave up at the end of the game.
Andy, they gave up only 21 points. In the NFL today, if you give up 21 points, you should have a really good chance to win.
Especially when the league average is 23, as there we just discussed right out of the gate. I like Dylan Gabriel. I thought he did a good job. I still wonder what Shedeur Sanders is going to look like once he figures this thing out, once the coaching staff can feel comfortable putting him on the field during a regular season game, which means I don't know what happens to Joe Flacco. I also think at some point Deshaun Watson is going to be back this season, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to drive off the road right now, whether you want to put your head through a computer right now. I think if they get forced into a position where he can be on the field, two injuries, boom, he's going to be back out there if he's healthy and they can play him. Again, they got to put him in that window first to get him going where they've got 21 days to activate him because he'd be coming off the IR. But I am never, ever going to put he's not playing for the Browns again. I remember people were so mad at me. I had somebody what do you mean he's going to play again? I go, look, I mean, if you have injuries, we've seen this before. You've seen the jersey. You know how many players have played on this team at quarterback since 99.
Yeah.
And if the opportunity arises, he's going to be back out on the field.
I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah. Neither would you.
And people are like, it's never going to happen. Blah, 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 blah.
I understand people feeling that way, but
way they feel. There's just no reality. It is 100% the difference between reality and fandom. Well, fandom says, I never want to see him on the field again. I'm not saying that. But I've had people come, I never want to see him. Okay, I know you don't want to see him on the field again. But the problem is when someone hands someone a check for services, they expect services in return.
Well, and Andy, he's here. And he's under contract for next year.
Yes.
So that's, if he weren't under contract for next year, I'd just say they'll go ahead and cut him. But there are implications with all of that. So stay tuned.
All right, give me your assessment of Dylan Gabriel on Sunday. I want your overall assessment. We had a day to digest this thing. Do you feel comfortable with him moving forward? And the sickness of being a Browns fan, this morning I found optimism. I can't believe it. I was like, I can't believe I'm even thinking this, but I did find some optimism, especially for a quarterback that just made his first start and probably thinking, most first quarterbacks don't win their first game, first starting quarterback opportunity that Dylan Gabriel had. So again, I'm going to ask you, Dylan Gabriel, we're looking at the leash on him. How long is it? And were you okay with what he did on Sunday? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Frank Stams, former member of your Cleveland Browns, will join us at 11:40. Plus, we'll do a little rapid fire in that noon hour. We're going to get to the Guardians a little later today. Jeff's going to help us size up the college quarterbacks, which he loves to do, so we'll do that.
Do I love to do that?
Yeah, you do. I can feel
it. It's starting to feel funky to me. We'll explain when we get there.
All right. Well, let me give you a little explanation, too. Again, my question for you right now is about Dylan Gabriel. Like, what'd you think? I mean, it's not a very tough question. I thought we saw a quarterback that was a little more mobile than Joe Flacco was. And I thought he was able to do some a little thing here, a little thing there, maybe a little bit better than Joe's been able to do for the first couple weeks of this. I didn't feel like it was a gigantic upgrade, but I did appreciate the fact he didn't turn the ball over. And I think that's really all Kevin asked of him that first game. Don't turn the ball over. Take care of the football. We can't afford to give it. We can't afford to give away the ball. And normally, if you could walk out of a game with no turnovers and have the defense that the Browns has, you should win those games.
Do you like that?
Don't turn the ball over.
I understand they don't turn the ball over. To me, that's the second priority for a quarterback. Coaches tend to make it the first priority.
You think the first one should be to move the ball downfield, or what do you think?
To make plays. Go make winning plays for me. To me, that's the most important thing. You know, if you're going to turn around and just hand the ball off, well, you can have anybody do that. You know, if you go ahead and throw the little screen pass, throw the dump off. Anybody can do that. Go make plays. And I'm not, and it's okay because I get it. It was his first start and everything else. I'm not convinced that the coaching gave him a chance to go make a whole lot of plays the other day. Because I felt it was really conservative in its approach.
I felt and I agree. Okay. For his first start, I was all right with that, too. Yeah. I thought he was very much a system quarterback.
Without question.
Who didn't have a lot of leverage to kind of do what he wanted to do, even if he wanted to,
the plays weren't called for that.
Yeah, like the only time that I felt like he had a little bit of freedom was when he was able to avoid a sack and step up in the pocket or move off to the side. Just reflecting on the whole game. His size did not bother me in the game on Sunday. I expected a lot of deflected passes.
Yeah,
I expected batted ball.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. We didn't see any of that on Sunday. Now, people will say, you know, the fact that he might have been throwing the ball into the, what was it? You were talking about it yesterday, that because he's left-handed.
Yeah, I had a guy who knows how to coach quarterbacks send me a note about left-handed and hand placement and everything else. I'll be honest, didn't sink into me. No, I'm not a quarterback coach, but this guy is, and he told me that, and I'm going to buy it. Hmm. He said it was just it's a little different release and everything from a righty. I thought, you know, my thought is as a shorter quarterback, you got to put the ball up in the air a little bit more, and that was it. But he told me no. Hmm. I actually mentioned that on the post game show the other day in talking to Tyvus, and then I got the text from the quarterback coach.
Oh, look at you. Warranting opinion through
from back people channels. Who really know what they're talking about.
Somebody slides
as
into
opposed
Jeff
to guys
Phelps's
who
DMs.
Just, you know, blow smoke like you and me.
We just guide the conversation, Jeff. That's what we're here for. I really believe that. No, we're put on this earth.
That makes us Dylan Gabriel.
That may be. Maybe we are just system announcers.
No, we're not.
What are we?
I don't know.
We're not DJs.
Depends who you talk to.
Maybe. Jim is in Parma. I'm going to get to my point here in 1 second about what's wrong with me, but among a million things. Jim, what's going on,
where
man?
Where do we start?
3:05 left on the clock.
Yep.
And the Vikings take over the ball. And what did I see? The drive, part two. Although I was not watching John Elway, I was watching a perennial backup quarterback throw the ball wherever he wanted to and receivers getting it and move right down the field like we were in the Marty Schottenheimer prevent defense.
You want to see something fun, Jim? Go do a Google search, Carson Wentz and Prince Harry.
How many teams has he played for?
Nuts.
Six in the last 6 years.
But I
will say this. I like Carson Wentz more than most, Jim. The last 2 years were interesting for him because he was in situations where he wasn't going to start. He was behind Matthew Stafford with the Rams, and he was behind Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I think Carson Wentz is a lot better quarterback than people give him credit for. And when he was in Philadelphia, he would have, if he hadn't been injured, he would have been a Super Bowl winning quarterback, perhaps, and the MVP of the league.
Well, I don't agree with you, but that's what makes sports a lot of fun. Is everybody has their own opinion, and we go by it.
Jim, let me agree with you on this one. How'd they give up 80 yards in that situation? How'd that happen? I don't get it. I felt the same way. Just seemed like they were playing soft defense.
I just can't believe it. I mean, for four games, our defense has held us in the game, and then all of a sudden we can't stop them. I don't know what the heck went on. And it's frustrating. You're right. You were right when you guys were talking about the conservative play crawling. You were right when you were talking about the time clock management. But even at that, it was our defense.
Yep.
They had three of their offensive linemen out. Our defensive line should have been salivating. I think that Miles should have had at least two sacks.
Well, one was over the line, so it was there was one where he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Jim's right about this, Andy. All of the factors, and they were all factors. You know, had the offense moved the ball even a little bit earlier in the fourth quarter, blah, blah, blah. Had Kevin done something different with the timeouts, blah, blah, blah. All of that, yes. But if the defense had just gone out and has done what it's done most of the season, they would have won that football game.
Yeah, you know what aggravated me yesterday? Because I went back and watched it
most
again.
Most everything?
Well, no, I saw it live. I looked at the five guys that were sitting at the table. I go, he's offside. And a touchdown pass that won the game for the Vikings. And I'm like, he's offside. It was a tackle that was up top of the screen. And, you know, he had kicked backwards a good half second before the ball was ever snapped. And I started getting angry. And then I'm like, you know what?
Happens,
the Browns put
Andy.
Themselves in that position.
Yeah, that happens.
But I don't understand. Why don't we have a little eye in the sky on this thing? Couldn't they get some kind of a review on that? It was a scoring play.
There's something that happened last night.
Like, why can't you review the entire play on a scoring play?
There's something that happened in the Chiefs-Jags game last night. And
one more point on that.
Yeah.
They didn't have any other games to watch at that point either. We were the only game going, the replay center.
Yeah.
So all they had to worry about was us. You know what? Maybe they didn't replay it because they had to do like a shift change at the replay center. And so some guys were getting up and moving to different TVs or something. How did that play even happen?
There was a similar play last night on a turnover where the Chiefs came up with the ball and somebody jumped or something like that. There was something that happened. And whoever they went to, the ref that they had working with them, just said, yeah, that was a blatant call. That shouldn't have happened. So it's the same thing, Andy. I mean, it's still a game officiated by humans, even with the technology behind it. So things are going to happen, and you just have to overcome them as a football team. You know, bottom line is the Browns shouldn't have put themselves in that situation where that play that you're talking about happened.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go to Raymond, who's in Stowe. You
Hello,
can
Raymond.
Call me Jay or Johnny, right? How are you, Raymond?
Pretty good. Hey, now, Jeff, what was that again? Prince Harry and Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Okay, I will get into that. Hey, for the assessment,
They look a lot alike.
They do look a lot. Have we all seen them together?
Never once. Might explain a lot of the last 3 or 4 years of Carson Wentz.
You're right. That good one, Jeff.
Yep.
Hey, my assessment is, what's your alternative? And what I mean by that is, as we came into the season, everybody talked about the first game, our first six games. Everybody talked about how tough it is. So you were going to have Flacco essentially take the bullet for the team for that. And we've come to the point where they're like, well, we're going to put in Gabriel. Flacco's not doing anything for us. And so those six games didn't change. It still was the Minnesota Vikings in Flores' defense that everybody was worried about. It's still going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers and their defense that everybody's worried about on the road. But then the schedule eases up. So when I look at it, I look at Flacco's not going to be with the team next year. With Gabriel, he may just be a backup for the rest of his career. But you know what? He'll be on the team next year, either as the starter or the backup, as long as his coaching staff's there. So you're developing, I guess, your backup because you have no alternative. And the thing I look at is people have to think when you want, oh, Shedeur Sanders. You've had training camp. You had the off season. You've had 5 weeks in the season. Why hasn't he passed Gabriel yet? Why is it taking so long for him to get up to speed?
Raymond,
why
I can give you that. I'm kind of along with you on the whole thing, but I did hear a decent argument this morning. Thank you for the call. That says, look, if you're put in the spot where you're not going to get the opportunity to participate in practice as much as other quarterbacks because they're starting, how do you grow? How do you impress? How do you get the coach to say, you know what, let's give that guy a shot? Doesn't matter if it's Shedeur Sanders or Bob Smith. If Bob Smith comes in as the number three quarterback and has to work with the third team, doesn't get reps in practices, how are they ever going to be able to show the head coach the opportunity? Are we going to go with, oh, I like the way he looked in the weight room? Or, oh, he stuck around a little bit while longer with some of the other guys. Oh, I see the grit and determination he has because he stayed 45 minutes after practice to make sure. I mean, that's really what you're going on. If you don't see him against the rest of the team in practice, how do you know what you have?
That's what they do with third-string quarterbacks. Sorry, that's the way it goes.
I know, so now you're locked into that spot. You have been put into a box.
For now.
Yeah. How is he going to get out? The only way he's getting out of it is injury.
The way that any third-string quarterback gets out of it.
Injury?
Injury, and maybe you look better in practice and everything else, whatever you do get to practice. Keep this in mind. Had they drafted Shedeur in the third round and Dillon Gabriel in the fifth, then these roles would be reversed. I mean, they told you who they liked better on draft day, and that's why Dillon Gabriel's playing right now. Yeah, it might change.
The other part of the conversation I heard on the morning show that we're kind of I'm digging into right now too was the whole notion of a fair competition in camp. Like there is a very I thought it was a really well thought out call on the morning show this morning where a gentleman calls in who I think has called our show before and he just said I don't trust Stefanski because he said we were going to have an open competition at quarterback and it was never that way.
Yeah, it was. Who says it wasn't?
He was saying it because he didn't get the opportunity. It's everything I just said about opportunity.
Andy, we don't see what's good. They're competing from the minute they walk in the building. It's not necessarily just reps out on the practice field or reps in a game. They're competing every second that they're in that building. How do we know that he didn't get beat out? Maybe he wasn't processing, the guy was the fifth round quarterback. The other guy was the third.
Yeah, but if he's not getting snaps in practice, you're not getting, but that's why he's the third string quarterback. I understand. I get your argument and I kind of get everybody's argument on this, but I also think sometimes we put players in a box and we put a number next to them because of what round they were drafted in. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Jeff Stott, when we come back, your thoughts as well. Mary Kay Cabot coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
11.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7. That's live each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan. Can't wait till Jake Volnick shows up there. The Fan YouTube channel. You can subscribe to it for free. You can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand right now.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Just getting into the whole, where are we with Dylan Gabriel situation? How long is that lease? Were you impressed? Were you impressed? By the way, Ian Rappaport said, what did he say about the leash, Dan, over the weekend? We were talking about this before that, you know, that this is Gabriel's gig. Right? I mean, until something goes sideways.
Well, he's the starting quarterback for now.
Yeah. But when you say for now, then all of a sudden you're throwing the leash out there. Can I just bring this up? Because I just got this on Instagram. Where's this coming from?
You seem disgusted today. Do you need a hug?
I don't need a hug. But
Dan, does he need a hug?
Can somebody tell me why do we waste so much government money?
I think you need
money?
A hug.
You want to hear another government waste of money?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Here we go.
We'll get fired.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to read you what it says. This is from Cleveland Magazine. Cleveland's suing ODOT over Browns Stadium. In the latest chapter of the region's ongoing stadium saga, the city of Cleveland has sued ODOT for granting a permit for construction of the new stadium next to the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport.
Yeah, they got lawyers on retainer.
It's just like Cleveland's Department of Port Control, which owns Hopkins and Burke Lakefront Airports, filed the suit on October 3rd in Cuyahoga County Common Police Court. Suit is actually an appeal of an administrative ruling from last month. Can we just stop? Can you stop wasting taxpayer dollars? You have a stadium sitting at the end of a runway right now. Do you know how close those planes come to our current stadium? I watch it every week. I'm like, whoa, man, that was kind of close. I look at that every week. And, you know, I know that it just drives me nuts because we talk about the smokestacks out there too, right?
Thornton Mellon, Andy.
You're
Thornton
right.
Thornton Mellon.
Can we stop? Can you just... just stop. Accept it. Accept the fact that Dome's coming and just move forward. You're not representing, you're representing a small group of people that just want to be anti-everything.
For those
stop.
Of you who are under the age of 40 and go outside, you can go to YouTube right now, just type in Thornton Mellon, pull up the business class. It's Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School, and watch it. It's what you're in the middle of right now.
And
everything Rodney is saying is what you're in the middle of right now.
I understand that smokestacks aren't the same thing as a dome. I get it. But I was just looking that up at the break. Like, the smokestack at the old Ford plant was 230 feet. The new dome is like 221. Suddenly pilots forgot how to fly? Can't the city take the money and go do something else positive for the people?
Lakefront development, Andy.
Why should we have that, Jeff?
Break out those plans from 1937. See what they look like now.
Somebody come up with a fresh idea. Just be fresh. How about that? Let's be honest.
Fresh.
The football team is moving to the other side of the border. That's it. They're going to. They're on the border. They haven't left our. To the majority of us, they haven't left the city. The way Cuyahoga County looks at it. That's right, Cuyahoga County. The way the majority of your county looks at it, they're not moving out of the county. We all know that. So get over it. We're talking about something that held 12 dates a year. Now we've got the opportunity, this golden opportunity, to build something on the lakefront. Stop wasting money trying to stop the other thing and start doing something positive. Okay, I'm done with that. Where were we? Dylan Gabriel?
Fresh.
Hey, I read these stories all the time, and it's all red tape. Like, can we just have a politician that's not a politician?
Oh, you missed a lot of steps in there.
Which one? The red tape?
Oh, well, first you got to talk to the concrete union. You know, those aren't the Boy Scouts.
Are you participating or are you done? My rant is over?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I figure we're going to get on with it.
All right. Jim is in Cleveland. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hello, Jim.
I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. First of all, I followed the Browns since 1966. Nice. Been following
good
football.
Resume. Longer than me. The resume.
I was only nine, but I actually have been interested in football since 1964.
Even better resume.
Mojo Browning achievement, and the Cleveland Browns haven't done anything since. Now, the guy that mentioned Marty Ball, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, here we go again, ground Brown, which, okay, Quinshon Judkins, I am a huge Buckeye fan. I think we should have drafted, Will Howard. Thank you.
Oh, you wanted Will Howard. I thought you were going to say Henderson.
I wanted
go ahead.
Will Howard.
Stop it. I didn't say it. Not you, Jim. I can't believe you dropped that drop on
Doesn't
you.
Matter.
I wanted Will Howard too. Hey, Keep going. Yeah. Jim, we're on the same page, brother. Keep going.
It looked pretty good. Quinshon Judkins was phenomenal. And then, okay, so they switched running backs. Now, I'm not really sure because I only had it on a radio partway up, and then I saw it a second.
Oh, and we lost. Go ahead.
Why they switched to Ford.
Yes.
Jerome Ford.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing about Jerome Ford is he's serviceable running back, okay? But I don't know why they took Quinshon out. He looked great. And then the defense. We have the number one defense in the freaking league. And they go into this Marty Schottenheimer prevent you from winning defense on the last drive. And once again, in glorious fashion, we have another come-from-behind loss for the Cleveland Browns.
Jim, Browns fan since 1964, do you feel better letting everybody know how you feel?
Oh, absolutely. Doesn't
okay,
change.
That's we serve our purpose not only on Mondays on Browns Therapy Monday, but on Tuesdays as well after losses like Sunday. So, Jim, bless you for being a Browns fan. Thank you.
It takes nerves of steel, man. Like
there you go. Jim. 1964, so far the best resume we've had on the show today.
Well, today,
so
anyway.
Yes. Anyone else? Jeff, you want to? How long have you been a Browns fan? Do you want to read your resume?
Not quite that long.
Okay, I want to make sure. Craig is in Akron. Craig, when did your Browns fandom start?
Hello, Craig.
When was your resume? When did your resume start?
Oh, God, probably like 88, maybe.
1980. You're still a baby. Still a baby, Craig.
A lot more pain in your future.
Yeah, so I'm used to abuse with this team, you know. But anyways, no, with this team, though, they need a franchise team. You know, we keep talking about, you know, wide receivers dropping balls, not going down the field. Well, who do we have to throw to? Unrestricted free agents like Isaiah Bond, a guy who's got butterfingers. We could have had McMillan in the first freaking round. I wanted that guy so bad. Instead, we take a pudgy defensive tackle that clogs the middle, and he's great anytime the play's directly up the middle. Any other time, he's not worth much.
Are you killing Mason Graham right now?
Are you serious?
Craig, I love you, man. I love you. You're a Browns fan, but you're done. First of all, the draft this year doesn't look that bad. We haven't had any ROI on the quarterbacks. Come on, seriously, you're really? That's where you're going? That's where your frustration is today?
What's ROI?
Return on investment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's where you're going.
Apparently, somebody took a business class at Kent State.
No. Although the business school is excellent, from what I heard.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I used to walk by it every day on my way to the bars. I went to University of Rays.
Mason Graham's doing just fine.
Yes, he is.
That said, boy, does this team need wide receivers?
Yes, they do need wide receivers. Hang on one second. Finish your point, and I'll make it. The Isaiah Bond thing is crazy. Yeah. The Isaiah Bond thing is crazy because he probably would have been a second-round pick, right? Second or third at the worst.
And guess what happens when you draft third-round wide receivers?
If you're the Browns?
You keep your fingers crossed and hope they become something.
Okay, entertainment. Sorry about that. Go. Entertainment's in Worcester. Go ahead.
Hi, entertainment.
1977.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep, I get it, man. You know, but at the end of the day, man, do we even deserve a brand new stadium? I mean, let's just cut to the crap. You know what I'm getting at?
Do we deserve a stadium as taxpayers? Yeah, why not? I want a building that's going to be able to be used more than 15 times. So I don't care about the football team in that aspect. But if you got a building that's going to bring trade shows and concerts and put people to work in town, yes, we deserve a new building.
You know what? I mean, at the end of the day, man, so let's be honest. Other than this 92.3 radio station, are you guys entertained with the Browns right now?
Jeff?
Yes.
The storylines are interesting. You can't tell me that the thought of Shedeur Sanders playing quarterback for the Browns at some time is not entertaining. I know these guys don't want to hear that.
This is totally a circus.
Shedeur.
I'm not lying. It's just a circus. Come on. Wake up in the morning and, for crying out loud, I got a brand new Cleveland Browns jersey, and I'm not even thinking about putting it on.
Aww.
I mean, this is just I'm dead serious. This is not entertainment whatsoever. This is just an embarrassment. I mean, whatever's going on right now just needs to stop. I mean, I wouldn't even want to be a cheerleader on the Browns football team.
We don't have any.
Works out all right.
You know what I'm getting at, guys?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I feel you.
Cheerleaders in the dome.
Oh, well, we have to.
Yeah. They don't need to
be straight up frustrated. You know what I'm getting at?
But you are entertainment.
I'm really mad.
I hate to break it to you. You're mad. So you have passion. So you care. You care so much that you picked up the phone and called us this morning. So you do care.
I only called the radio station. I didn't call the Cleveland Browns. I called 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah, that's because the Browns aren't going to give you a voice all across Northeast Ohio and North America on the Odyssey app. Wink, wink.
You didn't inform me. You guys are entertainment.
Thank you.
You guys make my morning.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I thought he was entertainment.
No, entertainment's... Entertainment, I know I'll let you go. You're a fan. You're a friend of the show. Congratulations. Friend of the show. Entertainment can...
I wonder if it says that on his birth certificate.
Friend of the show?
Or entertainment.
It's not a bad name. Mike is in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Give me your resume. When did your resume start for Browns as being a Browns?
Well, when I was a little kid in the backyard, I used to pretend I was Bill Nelson.
Oh, Bill Nelson.
Nice.
But after watching the game yesterday, a couple things came to my head after listening to Stefanski. And then when they drafted Dylan, the press conference, and people asked him why they say that they drafted him, and the main thing I remember them saying was when they were looking at the film and out to talk to him, they said he was good at processing and very accurate. So my thing is, when I'm watching this game, it just seems like the leash was on him, and I'm thinking, if you trust the guy processing, I don't know how much latitude Stefanski gives them at the line or whatever. Or why don't we put them in a somewhat like what Oregon was running? They were running up-tempo offense, which I don't think we ever did in that game yesterday, if I remember right. And let the kids sling it a little. What was the farthest throw that we threw up field?
I threw it 50 yards on that last pass at the end of the game. They got the second to last pass. You know,
yeah. They were probably plus. On those last plays with under 30 seconds to go.
The ones that were completed.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I'm on record. I'm not a Stefanski fan anymore just because I don't know how long he's been there now. What, 6 years? Five years?
This is number six.
Number six. And I went to look at how many penalties we had, the next day I'll say newspaper.
Pre-snap. Yeah, I know, we hear you. Yeah.
And I think we had 10. And the left tackle was killing us. It seems like every time that's never been fixed, the penalty issue.
It felt like it went away for a second there. Mike, thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Michael.
Dan, can you do me a favor? Can you let the record show that he was, as he had said, on the record, he's not a Stefanski fan. So can you please place that into the record?
The record will reflect as such.
Thank you.
The group of people who are no longer Stefanski fans.
Trending appropriately.
That's where we are.
Yeah, they all had a lot to talk about on Sunday. I've...
Also, Kevin, an update, I think the people who are also still Stefanski fans.
Trending appropriately.
Oh, you think so? We're in a good place.
I think if there was a number, if you were 50-50 on Stefanski, you're leaning towards, I wouldn't mind seeing a new coach next year.
Trending appropriately.
Right. I just think we are. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us next right here, Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.